Today I'm going to read a scripture from Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verses 1 through 6. So then Moses went out and spoke these words to all Israel. I am now 120 years old, and I am no longer able to lead you. The Lord has said to me, you shall not cross the Jordan. The Lord, your God himself, will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, as the Lord said, and the Lord will do them what he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, whom he destroyed along with their land. The Lord will deliver them to you, and you must do to them all that I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So today I come with the message of like coming home from exile. And exile to some people is a time where you can disconnect from God and seem like wherever you turn, there's no one there for you when your time is rough. And like home to Jesus is looking down on earth, seeing that what he created was good, and that our society can believe that God is the most important thing at some times and not have faith. And then when times get rough, they go to him even though they had no faith before, but he still loves them and helps them through that time. And when I'm in exile, I start having a rough patch and I start believing no one is there or no one can help me. But I know that God is always there and he feels your pain and loss with you and that there's always someone there for you. And it means to me that God feels it with us when he talks about how when he feels our pain, he can feel it with us. And he leads us from that dark place that we're in to that light place. I was taught that with darkness comes light, and God is that light. When he promises a restored life, to me that means whenever we mess up, he will still love us no more than he did before. And today, I challenge you to get someone from that dark place and bring them to that light place and encourage them that everything is okay. Thank you.
Good morning. As you can tell, if you haven't already, that one of our themes is exile. So that's what I'll be talking with you about today. So exile comes in many shapes and forms. Where just like in Genesis, when Adam and Eve were kicked out of the garden, or where Cain was driven away. Or a more modern time, whether you've been outcasted by society, or one of the simplest things, not invited to a dinner or something. And we call that exclusion. For me personally, I see exile almost every day, and that's in school. Most of the time is when I'm simply in class, and I'm just sitting and taking notes, and someone is disrupting class. Of course, the teacher does have the right to punish them, but is the best way to punish them than to restore them? I worded that wrong, my bad. Exile or expulsion has... I've seen in everyday school life, has good outcomes and bad outcomes. One of the bad outcomes being that the kid just goes home, play video games, or get into even more trouble than they were before. Trust me, I've heard kids in hallways say, oh, let's get expelled so I don't have to go to school. As much as I like to stay home, and I would like to, I think school is an important asset to me and many others. Another prime example about one of the bad outcomes is when young kids in our society are involved in mass incarceration. And what that is a massive prison boom, the increase of people going to jail. And with this boom, it's only getting worse due to the exile of young kids today. Constantly, kids are getting in trouble, getting shot, or even killed because they were out of school. And the main reason they say is, oh, I was expelled. Now, with expulsion, there are good outcomes to this. I'm part of a group called CORE, which stands for Cultural of Restorative Environment, and what we do is kids who get expelled, instead of them just going home or getting into trouble, they come to us. We talk to them, and we basically restore them, as said the name. We try to kind of eliminate that barrier between us. Instead of just going home and getting expelled and getting into trouble, they come to us, we talk to them, we restore them. And this is kind of like when God allows Adam and Eve, or Adam and Eve or Cain ordered Israelites to come to us to go into exile because of our sin. He never breaks relationship with us and always seeks to bring us back. And punishment is done with restoring us in mind. In the Bible, we see how the authorities of Jesus' day used their power to arrest Jesus, beat him, and kill him. Their only concern was to get rid of the problem, but as we know, God doesn't want to get rid of the problem, but transform us. And Jesus is alive, proving God's love has the power to bring everyone back. Thank you.